So we've learned about linear momentum, which is mass times velocity, and linear impulse, which is the integral of force with respect to time. Now, how can we put these things together? Well, if we look at Newton's second law, the sum of the forces equals mass times acceleration. Well, acceleration is the time rate of change of velocity. So let's put that in there. And now if we assume that mass does not change with time, we can take that into the derivative. So mass times velocity, that's momentum. So now we get the sum of the forces equals the time rate of change of momentum. Okay, well, we can take the dt over to the other side with the force. All right, now we can integrate both sides and we can relate impulse to momentum.